giving and receiving compassion with equanimity for someone who may be a bit difficult, a little challenging for us. So finding a really comfortable position, letting the body settle into sitting or whatever your posture may be. Allowing for some nice deep breaths to begin. And placing a hand over the heart area or wherever you experience soothing touch. And feeling the warmth of your hands. And letting that warmth be a gentle reminder to bring a kindly, warm, affectionate awareness to the practice and to yourself. And you might leave your hands there during the practice, or you might place them back in your lap, returning the hand or hands to the soothing touch spot whenever you feel the need. Letting the attention rest softly in the breathing for a short while. Feeling the nourishing and soothing effects of the breathing. Bringing the attention back to the breathing whenever it wanders, in a kindly way, gently bringing it back. And for a while, letting your attention, if you will, focus primarily on the inhale, the nourishing benefits of the inhale. And releasing the exhale. The inhale, bringing oxygen to every single cell in our bodies, nourishing. Possibly letting the inhale also carry a word, a phrase, or an intention, a felt sense, or an image that will soothe you, give you just what you need. And as you feel ready, shifting the primary focus from the inhale to the exhale, as you feel ready. And enjoying the releasing and relieving, soothing benefits of the exhale. And then allowing yourself, if you feel up to it today, to bring forth to mind someone who is a bit challenging, difficult for you, may have some small grievance. Allow yourself to be aware of who it is and visualizing the person as best you can. And what the difficulty is with this one. And as you feel ready, feeling the struggle in your own body with this. There may be a tightening of the breathing, the contraction in the jaw, the neck, the shoulders, the belly, the hands, anywhere really. So just being aware of that. And having connected with the struggle in the body, come back to that sense of the inhale, feeling it for yourself, perhaps especially in relation to this difficult one. Connecting with the inhale, breathing in for yourself. And as you feel ready and able, with the exhale, remembering this difficult one. So breathing in compassion for yourself on the inhale, and if you feel able, breathing out compassion for the difficult one on the exhale. And if you don't feel ready, honor that and let all the breath be for yourself. Breathing in for me and out for you, as you feel able. It might possibly help if you imagine yourself as well as the difficult one as young children. If it doesn't help, then let the idea go. And as you breathe in and out, listening to these words of equanimity, just let them roll through the mind as you breathe. Everyone is on his or her own life journey. We are all suffering. This one is not the sole cause of my suffering. And he or she cannot make my pain go away. It is not in their power to make my pain go away. Relationships like this are difficult to bear. Yet I may still do my part with love and understanding. Feeling the breath, breathing in for ourselves, possibly breathing out for the other. Being aware of any stress you're carrying in your body. Inhaling fully and deeply, drawing compassion into your body, every cell. Letting yourself be soothed by the inhale. Giving yourself the compassion you need. And as you exhale, sending out compassion to this person who is associated with your discomfort, the challenge, as you feel able. Or maybe it's just outwards to anyone who's suffering. And hearing the words of equanimity once more. Everyone is on his or her own life journey. We are all suffering. This one is not the sole cause of my suffering. He or she cannot make my pain go away. It is not in his or her power to make it go away. Relationships like this are difficult to bear for all of us. Yet I may still try to do my part with love and understanding. Just feeling the body breathing, nourishing, soothing.